It's that time of the show where we catch up with Kim Anderson. And Kim, let's talk about the WASP report that came out.
Well, that WASP report was right along expectations, slightly higher ending stocks, about 10 million bushels for wheat, within 2 million bushels of what the market expected, slightly higher for corn, soybeans, just not much in the reports. I think the big news is before the report, wheat took a big hit. You know, I don't think it was as bad as the market was expecting, even though we pretty much matched their expectations.
You've been out across the state this last week talking with producers and elevator operators. What are they saying?
Well, I went to southwestern Oklahoma. In most of the areas, they're relatively satisfied with what they're seeing in the crop. They talked about scouting the fields, looking at wheat stems. Their stalks are relatively low, saying that they're not seeing much freeze damage around. They're still apprehensive about that. Of course, you get down in Frederick, Jackson County, and some of those areas, they're still having problems with the crop. You know, they've really been in the barrel for like six out of the last 7 years, and this year is probably better than they've had over the average, but it's still they still need some more wheat.
Now, whenever a crop comes in, it seems like it's always quality or quantity. What would be an ideal situation for the elevators this year?
Well, if you look at the elevators, they need both production and quality. I think farmers right now are relatively happy with what they're seeing. They need an above average crop. What the elevators need is an above average crop so they can get throughput, but they also need test weight and they need protein. Right now, they've got an above average amount of wheat in the bin from the last few crop the last couple of years. I think the wheat in that bin is below 58 pound test weight for the most part. There's some good test weight out there. I talked to an elevator that's got some 59 and 60s. But they need a good crop this year, both protein and test weight, so they can blend out some of that lower test weight wheat and move it on out into the food market rather than just have to take a beating and sell it in the feed market.
We go back to the price of wheat. You're always talking about there really needs to be a failed crop somewhere across the world. When do you think we'll start to hear those reports of failing wheat crops in hopefully other countries? When should those start popping up?
Well, they're already popping up to a certain degree right now. You know, you got Ukraine, you got Russia, you got Argentina. They're looking at 25% more planted acres because they had some change in their political system and their provisions. But you're between the lines, if you look around the world, Western or Eastern Australia is dry as they go into planting. You see those little underlying problems. And I think that we just need those to kind of turn into a snowball and keep going down. I think we can go back to, what's going on here. I think if we can continue to get rain, I know Western Oklahoma is probably having some problems. Western Kansas, they're talking about our fears of freeze damage. But if we can get a crop here and then we can get that failure, you're going to see the big news happen in probably August, September, and October. That's when you normally get the big price moves. I think we're into April. I think we probably heard about all we're going to hear within reason until we get into that August, September time period.
So here we are mid-April. What is your forecast? And I love to do this to you. What's your forecasted price for, say, mid-June wheat?
Well, if we're looking at harvest wheat, Oklahoma, right now you can forward contract wheat in most areas for around $3.85 to $3.90 a bushel. Let's go back to last fall. I was talking $4.50 to $4.75 and maybe as recent as January. It's going to depend on the quality of this crop. If we get a crop that doesn't have protein, that's low test weight, we've seen our basis go from a minus 30 cents to a minus 70 cents in our forward contract. Price from a minus basis from a minus 40 to a minus 70 to a minus 75. That shows the worry in the market. Mm-hmm. So I've got to get that price down to around 4.25 now. And I still may be a little over optimistic, but I think we could see 4.25 and maybe, just maybe 4.50.
Okay, there you go. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.